That's right, folks. Another episode of the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby LaMarco. Today, we're going to be breaking down the players with the most to gain or lose from the NFL draft in the NFC North. Today's show is really going to be focusing on these quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins and Jared Goff. What happens if they get additional weapons? Does it improve their fantasy stock? We're also going to talk about some players like Amon-Ra St. Brown, who could be walking into a monster workload if, for example, the Lions don't add another weapon and or a tight end in this offseason. So today's show is really to talk about those current players with the most to gain and lose from the NFL draft. Before we do, I'm going to make sure you follow support. Leave a comment, guys. If you disagree with our five that we have today, leave a comment on which player you thought we should have covered on this show. Make sure you follow us across the board at Razzball Fantasy on YouTube, IG, and TikTok. And of course, make sure you jump over to Razzball.com. We got great content on the football, basketball, baseball, and hockey side. So jump over to Razzball.com to check out all the great articles, news, notes, and everything you need to win your fantasy leagues. But today's show is the NFC North players with the most to gain from the NFL draft, starting right now. Man who has styles in his name because he has the most style in the Razzball community. It's Matthew Styles. You can follow him at Styles08 on Twitter. What's going on, Matt?
Same old thing. Here to talk about football during the dark cloud of baseball season.
One day I'm going to have you on and we're not going to talk about football. You know, we're just going to have one day I'm going to throw you off and it's going to be about one of those random sports, bocce or curling, if you will. Well, maybe during the Olympics, we'll throw in a curling episode. But unfortunately, Matt, it's all business and we're here to talk about that NFC North and your Chicago Bears. Oh, sorry, your Green Bay Packers. I got confused. All the Justin Fields talk we have all the time, but I should have known never Fields. But today we're going to talk about those NFC North players. And today's show, if you haven't been listening to these before, we have a bunch already on the channel. Essentially, we look at current players with the most to gain or lose from the NFL draft. So what does that mean? Well, we're going to talk about players today like Amon-Ra, the Green Bay Packers wide receivers, who could be looking at monster target loads this offseason, this upcoming season. And if, for example, the Packers or the Lions go out and invest in a high wide receiver in the first, second, third round, or tight end, it could really impact those players. So that's what today's show is all about. So, Matt, let's jump into number five. It's Kirk Cousins of the Minnesota Vikings. Why do you think he has the most to gain or lose from the NFL draft?
So I think Kirk's going to gain. Adam Thielen was getting old. He was getting slow. He wasn't the same guy they had the years before. Justin Jefferson's taken over. And I think you're going to cover a wide receiver here that Cousins is going to be able to target a little bit more, in KJ Osborne in a second. I think that the Vikings are going to have to shore up the offensive line. The more time you give Captain Kirk, the better off he's going to be. I think they add a receiver in this wide receiver heavy draft, along with the addition by subtraction, right? They stole from the Lions and got TJ Hawkinson. So I look for Cousins to be positive on the uptick if the offensive line can keep him clean, and they're going to have to find a way to add some of those offensive linemen in the draft.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why I love Kirk Cousins is kind of the same reasons why I love number four, and it's KJ Osborne. Now, you can kind of paint over some of these arguments for both guys and why I think they have a lot to gain from this draft. The first thing I love the most about KJ Osborne's situation, right now he's walking into that number two role on the offense with Kirk Cousins, who, by the way, looked very strong last year. And even with some of the numbers going to break down in a minute, he actually started taking over as that number two late in the year, and you saw it in his targets behind Jefferson. But first off, I love this because, number one, this is a team I like to target. Second-year leap in a system. This is going to be the second year with Kevin O'Connell. You see a lot of jumps in passing volume or end or passing production in the second year of a scheme. So I like that for KJ Osborne. I like the fact that it's still Kirk Cousins. And I love the fact that this offense is returning all five of their starters on the offensive line. That is so much continuity on this offense. I could just see the leap this offense is going to make with all that continuity. And now you take out Adam Thielen, you're going to offer a boatload of targets that are going to get infused behind Justin Jefferson and TJ Hawkinson. But here's a couple things. So Kirk Cousins, just from his second year in a system. So the last time he really got a chance to take, he became the full-time starter in 2015. He went from the QB10 to the QB5 that season in 2016. So I saw, you could see when Kirk Cousins gets a little time to build up those reps. The thing with Kirk Cousins is that he got bounced around a little bit. Then he was under Mike Zimmer. There's a bunch of changes in Minnesota. So I'm excited to see what he could do with some continuity there as well. But let's talk a little bit about, I was in the Kirk Cousins section. Look at me, I'm losing my mind. I was like, what am I talking about here? Anyway, let's get to KJ Osborne. Six games without Adam Thielen in 2021. He averaged 19. He had 19 receptions, 290 yards, and 5 touchdowns. That's roughly 50 yards a game, and also a touchdown in every game he played. He was the wide receiver 18 over that span. In 2022, he played, and the reason why I'm bringing this up, he played 79% of the snaps in all six of those games in 2021. So this past season, ironically, once again, he played about 79% of the snaps in six games. He averaged 11.7 PPR points per game. That would have been wide receiver 34 last season. So you're looking at wide receiver 3 numbers just with Adam Thielen on the field in 2022. So he was already putting up wide receiver 3 numbers. And why is this awesome? Well, currently today, he's going overall 136, wide receiver 52. And to top it all off, the cherry on top, it's a contract year, folks. So this guy's going to be motivated. He's got the additional targets potentially coming. I love KJ Osborne, and he's proven to show he can produce when he gets additional looks. Let's jump down to number 3. It's Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions. Matt, tell us, what's going on with Jared Goff? You think he's going to gain or lose from the NFL draft?
His trajectory has been moving north. I think that Dan Campbell, as much as he's known as a defensive guy, he's kind of taken the reins off Jared Goff and let him throw the football. Amon-Ra St. Brown, who you're going to talk about here in a minute, is going to be a target monster. I think Jameson Williams has an opportunity to step up and be the number 2. They added David Montgomery, right, who is basically replacing Jamal Williams, but you're not going to replace 17 touchdowns. It's just not going to happen. I think that they go out and they get a receiver or a tight end. It's also a tight end heavy draft. They're going to add an offensive weapon to Goff, and maybe, same as I said for Cousins, get some depth on the offensive line. I think they continue to throw the football. This is not going to be a division of defense like it has been in the past. It's not the bitter cold NFC North anymore. There is no frozen tundra. This is going to be all offense in the NFC North. Therefore, Campbell's going to have to let Jared Goff eat.
So I just want to talk quickly about my next guy who I'm going to jump down to number 2. And I like how you're the quarterback on the receiver. I feel like we're in a game right now. Like, you're the quarterback. So you talk about Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff. I catch it, and I'm going to jump down to Amon-Ra St. Brown. And so, firstly, you just brought up the rushing touchdown production for Jamal Williams. Well, there's been a lot of studies done, and J.J. Zacharyson has done this too, on touchdown variance when it comes to rushing touchdowns versus passing touchdowns. Last season, the Lions were number 3 in the NFL in touchdowns at 54. But they had a much higher percentage of those were rushing touchdowns. So there's a good opportunity here for this offense, who, by the way, same continuity. Ben Johnson's back. Love that. Still got Jared Goff. Love that. Returning 4 of the 5 offensive line starters from last year. Love that. Then you look at the target competition around Amon-Ra St. Brown. You think a lot of outside receivers, vertical threats, but none of them are target hogs. As soon as they let go of TJ Hockenson, Brock Wright is the guy right now on the team as a slot guy, as a tight end. It's in the middle of the field. No thanks. Then you have Marvin Jones back in the picture replacing DJ Chark. Then you have Jameson Williams, another year healthier from that injury. He's expecting to make some leaps and bounds. But at the same time, why I love Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jared Goff targets the middle of the field more than any quarterback in the NFL. Okay, so since 2017, 75% of his pass attempts have been to the slot. That's why Cooper Kupp dominated with him, and that's why Amon-Ra St. Brown dominated with him. So here you go. Final 10 weeks without TJ Hockenson last season. 3rd in targets, 2nd in receptions, 4th in yards, wide receiver 4 in fantasy football. So currently today he's going 20th overall, wide receiver 9. Third-year leap, baby. Third-year in the NFL. Absolutely love Amon-Ra St. Brown. Let's jump down, though. He's not our number 1. And I wanted to give you number 1 because you're a Packers guy. And Matt, I love you. And I want to make you happy. So here you go. Talk to us why the Packers wide receivers, and maybe not just the main guys, have a lot to gain or lose from the NFL draft.
So unfairly, you told me this was going to be Justin Fields, which is why I almost called him sick. But yeah, I think that once the debacle's over, which we now know the Aaron Rodgers saga, I think that the deal is already made. I don't think they would have let him go into the cave and come out and talk about going to the Jets. I think the deal's made. It's going to come down to draft night. And if the player is there when the Jets pick, then there's a second deal in place, right? They've got two deals that are going to work out. Now, what Green Bay's looking at is they're going to start Jordan Love regardless of what happens, and they need to get him a replacement for Robert Tonyan, who was great once, but he was never really good. This is a tight end heavy draft. I think if Green Bay sees the need to move up to get one of the studs, especially the kid from Georgia, they may do that. If not, they're going to rely on these young wide receivers even more. I think they're going to rely on them no matter what. So Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson are going to simply feast on everything that they've built on with Jordan Love at practice. And I think that it also opens up your Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon a little bit. But these young receivers, right, second year in the same system, they return most of the folks up front. But what it's going to come down to is who is Jordan Love comfortable with, and we'll have to watch leading up to draft season those two guys. Right now it looks like Watson is the deep threat. Doubs will be the guy over the middle, a little bit shorter. And then they're either going to sign a veteran. By the way, we don't have any money to sign a veteran. Or they're going to load up on a couple of tight ends in the draft, and they'll go 2-2. So we shall see.
The interesting thing about the tight end position, it takes time for these guys. So even from a redraft standpoint, if they decide to take a second-round tight end, honestly, I don't even worry that much for these guys because those guys take the most time. We've seen it with pretty much 99% of the tight ends that enter the NFL. It takes a little time for these guys to get used to the nuances of the tight end position, and they don't make impacts year one. So I think that's probably better than them going out and maybe getting a receiver early. But just to stick it to Aaron Rodgers, they should go get a first-round wide receiver or something. Like, hey, we're going to do it now. We're going to do it right now. But that's all we got today, folks. Once again, this is the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast on the Razzball Fantasy YouTube channel. This episode and all our episodes are the NFL Draft Previews. This one was the NFC North, five players with the most to gain or lose. Make sure you follow us across the board, folks. We do TikTok, IG, and also on YouTube at Razzball Fantasy. And, of course, make sure you jump over to Razzball.com. Matt, before we go, tell the people where they can find your content, what you got on tap, and everything they need to know about Matthew Styles.
So the article will drop tomorrow. A lot of the guys we covered here tonight, at Styles08 on Twitter. Also, if you follow Razzball on Twitter, you'll get all the articles from the other folks that write, like Bobby said, all of the sports. So follow Razzball. You'll get the articles pop up on your timeline and read them. We've got some new guys on the baseball side, and we've got some old hats on the football side providing good content.
Don't forget to follow, like, subscribe. Thanks for joining us once again. I'm your host, Bobby Lamarco. You can follow me at Bobby Lamarco on Twitter. Thanks, Matthew Styles. You can follow him at Styles08 on Twitter. We are out of here, folks. Razzball.